about the horrible way I must exist with the nickname Bingo, and what it's done to my life, about the streak I have in me. You want to talk a stubborn streak, 21 before 8 o'clock. I mean, I got me a stubborn streak that just won't quit, and I experienced some rebellious years. You know, they say the teenage years are tough, and that's why I'm afraid of hell as having Thumper, because if he's anything like his daddy, when he goes through those troubled years, he'll pay me back for everything I did to my mom and daddy. I remember they came to me one time and said, "What about, you only got a C in biology, you grounded." I said, "Grounded?" Daddy said, "That's right, you grounded, boy. You want to work on a loading dock like me all your life? You ground until you can get a B in that thing." They were always grounding me. Came home with a hickey one time. "You ground." Well, one time they pushed me over the edge. It's 5 minutes late one night. Grounded. That's when I resolved to show them. A strange calm settled over me as I realized what I had to do. I made profitable use of the time being grounded. I reinforced my room every day. See, both Mom and Daddy worked and they'd be out of the house. So I started bringing in supplies. I put a false closet in my closet. I had everything in there, macaroni and cheese, Spam. I had a hot plate in there. Because we didn't have microwaves back in those days. All right, yeah. I mean, I had everything. Fortunately, my room had a bathroom in it. One day when they were gone, I reinforced the door with steel studs. You couldn't tell that those studs were on the door when the door was open. And I always made my bed so my mama would look in and say, "Oh, what a good boy." She never walked in the room. I put a big old heavy deadbolt in there with one of those burglar bars. My room was upstairs. It was too high off the ground to jump to through the window. And I just started biding my time till I had the room just the way I wanted it. I worked. I reinforced the framework around the door so that you couldn't knock it down. They'd be away at work, man, and I'd be working in my room. I mean, I had everything in there. I had a TV set, I had a blender, I had food. Now, in case they got mad at me and they yanked the phone out of the wall, I had a couple of walkie-talkies in there with a zillion batteries so I could still talk to my friends. And then I waited. I knew sooner or later I'd get grounded for something stupid. And it happened. They said, "That's it. You got mud on your Sunday suit, you grounded." I said, "Fine." I walked into my room. I kicked the door shut. I slammed home the burglar bar. I popped on the TV. The next day, my mom was like, "Nino, you can come out now, time for breakfast at school." I said, "I ain't coming out, ever." She tried the knob, and it wouldn't open. Daddy come and pounded on the door and said, "Boy, get out of there and whip your tail." I said, "You try it, fat man. Huh? You try it, pus belly. Come on in here, pus belly." He said, "Who you calling pus belly, boy?" He threw his shoulder into that door and all it got up was a bruised shoulder. I mean, victory! Victory was mine! I said, "Y'all don't worry about me, I'm making a breakfast here." George Moyes, vitamin use of that thing. It was was the best. I mean, Daddy couldn't chainsaw his way into that room. The only way he could have got me out of that room was dynamite. If he wanted to dynamite the house and wreck the whole house, he could have got me out of there. I mean, after a couple of days, that's when I got my revenge, because people would say, well, where's Nino? I haven't seen him at school in a while. Or they'd have company over, and I'd be in my room. Well, let's see the boy. Here he's getting pretty tall. I'd be in my room, lifting weights, eating my macaroni and cheese. Weeks went by. I'll show them. You want to ground your kid? Well, I'm going to stay grounded until I'm big and strong, and nobody can ground me ever again. And I lived in there, and I talked to my friends on their walkie-talkies. I had my TV and radio to keep in touch with the world. I stayed in there for 6 months. I figured by then my parents had been reduced to shriveling, quivering masses of jelly, losing their son so near and yet so far. Imagine my shock and horror when I walked out of my room and realized they'd moved.
Oh, no!